Well, good afternoon, church family. This is Pastor Rex, and I want to thank you for taking just a couple of minutes and listening to just what I'm calling Pastor's Principles. These are going to be principles from the Word of God that I share with you periodically. And 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11 warns us, it says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Now, the previous verse warns about forgiveness and the lack of it. The Apostle Paul was encouraging the church at Corinthians to forgive, and he goes straight into a warning about Satan's devices. Satan is real. We need to make sure that we understand that. He is not a fictitious character. He is a foe. He is our adversary, according to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. And he has devices, and he uses these devices to simply get the advantage of us. The Bible tells us he wants to get advantage of men's souls to keep them lost. He wants to get the advantage of Christians to keep them unsurrendered. He doesn't want a Christian surrendering and having the blessings of God. He wants to get the advantage in your marriage and in your home and with your children. Satan is constantly working to get the advantage of destroying the biblical family. And one of the tools, one of the devices that he uses, the Bible tells us here, is just simply that of unforgiveness. He makes us hard, bitter, harsh, and not willing to forgive. He warned the church that if they stayed unforgiving, that this would be a device that Satan would use to get an advantage of their church. And oh, how Satan has got advantage of churches and marriages and homes and teenagers and men and women, simply because we were ignorant of his device. Be not ignorant of any of his devices, but certainly this device of unforgiveness. If you're bitter today or you've got an unforgiving spirit, I can promise you Satan is going to use that as a tool to ruin you and many other things, maybe your home and your future. So let's not be ignorant of his devices. Let's not let Satan get the advantage. And that's the principle I wanted to share with you today, is that we do not let him get the advantage of us. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. And thank you for tuning in for this couple of minutes, just perspective and principle. May God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.